Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Kingdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Everything that you are experiencing in life right now is the result of a seed sown in times past.
Yeah.
Good and bad.
Amen.
Is that true?
Yes, sir.
Everything.
Everything.
The presence of your body sitting on this seat is because a seed was sown.
Yes,
is that right? You being a living spirit unto your God is the result of the seed of the Word of God being sown into your life. The kingdom of God's existence is because the greatest seed of all, the Lord Jesus himself, was sown into the earth. And he said himself, if a seed remains by itself, you know, if it's not planted, it remains by itself. But if it's planted and it dies, then it brings forth much fruit. And he did. He was planted in the ground and he rose from the dead. And you and I are some of the fruit. And this thing is just getting rolling too. He said the kingdom of God is like when you put a little leaven in a bunch of dough. It just keeps working until it works through the whole thing. And how many know that soon and very soon there'll be no more kingdom of anything, but the kingdom of God and the glory of God is going to fill the whole earth and the heaven. Glory to God. Aren't you glad you're in the kingdom? In the kingdom. And the kingdom's in you. And this life is so brief and so short. What should we be thinking about every day of our life?
Kingdom of God.
Kingdom of God. Advancing the kingdom.
Yes.
Right? Mr. I thought we ought to be thinking about souls. That's what I said.
Yeah.
How do you build the kingdom?
Yeah.
How do you advance? You get more people in the kingdom and you develop and help the people that's already in the kingdom.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The kingdom of God is about people. Now, in talking about this, I wanted us to go on. In fact, just go with me to John, the 3rd chapter, and to continue talking about the kingdom principle. Now, we had said that the way of the world is to take, but God's way is to give or to sow. The devil is a forcer, a manipulator. What is stealing? It's taking something from someone against their will. They're not giving it. You're taking it. But God's way is sowing. Man, there's so much here. This is so big. Sowing is not buying. Sowing is not trading. What is sowing? It's giving freely. Scripture said, freely you've received. You give in the same way you received. No strings. Are you with me now? No, I'll scratch your back if you'll scratch mine. I wish it wasn't so, but more than once, I've had people either come right out and tell me, or else they left a real strong implication that they would give a certain amount of money to the church or to the ministry if I would let them do this or that, or if I would endorse something, or if. Is that sowing? It's got nothing to do with sowing. That's trying to buy something. And we don't do that. Right? Now, I'm sure you agree. I shouldn't do that, but would it be any more right for you to do it?
No, sir.
You need to make up your mind that you cannot be bought. Are you with me now? Just get it settled, and then it's not about how much. There is no amount. You can't be bought. Why? Because you've already been bought. You've already been bought and paid for. so you can't be bought. Now, in talking about sowing, see, so much of what sounds like giving in the world is not. You know. Now, it's not for us to question people's motive or to judge them because we don't know their heart. So just don't judge. Somebody said, what do you think about so-and-so? A lot of times you should just say, I don't. I got nothing to say. I don't know. Right? You just don't know. But it is just a reality in the world that people do a lot of stuff in the guise of giving, but it's PR, it's advertising, they want to draw attention to themselves, right? And none of that is the kingdom principle. None of that is sowing. Where are you right now in your scripture there? Hold your place. Go to 1 Corinthians 13, please. Thank you, Lord. I've had before people that the Lord dealt with me to do something for. This one fellow, I brought him some money. And he said, oh, no, I can't take this. I can't. I said, sure you can. I said, you hold out your hand right there, and I put it in there, and then you close it, and voila. You got it. He said, no, I can't. Because I don't want to be beholden to nobody. I said, what you mean? He said, I just don't want to feel like I owe you anything. I said, this is not a loan. This is not a loan. I'm giving it to you. I'm sowing it to you. He wouldn't work with me on it. He just kept saying, no, I just don't want to be beholden to nobody. He's operated so much in the world, he didn't even believe that there really are no strings. That I'm not going to come back for a favor next week or next month or next year. Ask for something. Well, now, listen to me, friends. Be watchful of this. When you're talking to people or you're in some kind of discussion or disagreement, don't bring up what you've done for them. Well, I've given you the best years of my life. And I've worked for you and I've done this and I cook and clean for you. And our parents telling children, you know, I carried you for 9 months and I wiped your little dirty nose and changed your diaper. And what are you saying? You're saying, now this is serious stuff, friends. I know the world is full of this, and sadly Christians are full of this. But what are you saying? You're saying you owe me. Now get this. If they owe you, you didn't give them anything. Did you get this now? If they owe you, you didn't give them anything. You loaned them something and now you want your pay. Are y'all with me now? I've served in that church and I gave in that church and now you are to do this for me. Then you never gave anything. And we're ready to give you your money back. Around here. And you don't want that. You do not want that to happen. So I said, why not? Because it was God you were supposed to be giving it to. Right? Ooh. If you knew some of the things we deal with, then you'd know what I'm talking about. Thank God it's not too much. But are you seeing this? You owe me. See, people do this with God. God, I've served you. I've been there for you. Now you ought to heal me. He owes you nothing because of your works. You owe him your every breath. Your every heartbeat. He don't bring that up to you all the time. You know why? He gives it to you. Love freely gives. Oh, can you see this? Can you see this? Love freely gives. That's one reason I love God so much. Because of how He is. You know, He owns you twice over. He created you. He created your parents. Adam and Eve, He created us from the dust of the earth and breathed into us the spirit of life. Well, He gave man such a free will that man could choose to disobey Him and commit treason against Him. Now, this shows you how much God gives. When He gives, He gives. He didn't run in there and say, oh, no, you can't do this. You can't rebel against me. He gave him a free will. And He's not going to force him to use it for him. Well, man sinned, lost their righteousness, lost their being spiritually alive, lost everything. And God sent His only begotten Son, Jesus. And Jesus came and gave Himself. That's what I had you in John 3. That's what I was going to read. John 3:16. Anybody remember that? For God, why did He do it? Because He loved us so. He so loved us. How many understand there are no wasted words in the Bible? He didn't just say God loved us. God so loved us. Loved us so much that He did what? Oh, don't you like that word? Don't you like? God is love.
Yes, sir.
So love gave.
Thank you, Lord.
The Lord said this to me years ago. He said, the chief expression of love is giving.
Yes.
The. Now, that's a big statement. The greatest expression of love. The chief expression of love is giving. Now, when I heard that, I started thinking about giving money and giving stuff. And I thought, is that right? Am I hearing right? And while I'm thinking about that, this verse came up strong in my spirit. For God so loved the world that He gave. Isn't He love? What is the greatest expression of Him? Love He gave. He gave us Jesus.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Kingdom Principle, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1402I. That's R1402I, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.